I grew up in Jamaica, and I grew up pretty middle class. To me, conflict was, do you like Starsky or Hutch?
But for Marlon James, detectives weren't just on television.
The difference is I had parents who were cops, who were police. So let's call it the dark side of what was going on in the country was never far away.
Sometimes it's only insults or stones and bottles thrown from one side to the other. But often it's bombs and bullets.
Here now is a special item of news from the JBC newsroom. Entertainer and reggae star Bob Marley.
Marlon James was 6 years old when gunmen stormed into Bob Marley's home in 1976. And it was that attempted assassination that inspired his violent, complex novel, A Brief History of Seven Killings.
Pow! Just you don't aim for the head like the Cuban tell we. Aim for the head. Make it blast open like a blender. You look straight at me, you drop your grapefruit. You look at me, and eye on eye. Bam! Bam!
The idea that this, the most untouchable of all Jamaicans, was touched was really fascinating.
Did you listen to his music while you were writing the novel?
I listened to Exodus quite a bit, largely because it was the album post-assassination attempt. Don't worry about a thing. So I did want his perspective and his viewpoint hovering.
Although his childhood was spent in the Caribbean, Marlon James now lives in America, and he wrote the novel from there. When did you leave Jamaica and why?
I left Jamaica for good 2007. It's very frustrating for a writer in the Caribbean. Nobody grows up saying, I want to be a novelist. That's just not one of the things, the careers that you think has a future.
Like Marlon James, Chigozie Obioma also left his homeland. He was born in Nigeria, and it was his 11 brothers and sisters that inspired his first novel, The Fisherman.
I had left Nigeria for college in Cyprus, and I discovered on getting there that I had become so close to this large family of siblings that I didn't even have a friend outside of my brothers and sisters. So I was very homesick. And I wanted to write a tribute about, you know, a family and what it is that binds families together and what it is that can tear them apart.
The Fisherman is about four Nigerian brothers whose lives are changed forever after they encounter a madman with a terrible prophecy.
He cast his eyes above and shouted, Ikenna, you will be bound like a bird on the day you shall die. Covering his eyes with his hands, to demonstrate blindness. Ikenna, you will be mute, he said, and closed his ears with both hands. Ikenna, you will be crippled.
Chigozie Obioma has been living in the United States since 2012, but he still misses Nigeria.
My younger brother was so heartbroken in 2007 that I was leaving home. He told me to come and listen to his favorite song with him. And over the years, as I wrote The Fisherman, I played it again and again and again. And I still play it every time I want to write.
Did you always want to be a writer?
I was sickly when I was a child. And my dad would tell me stories when I used to spend time in the hospital. And one day he said that I should read them myself. So I discovered that stories were encased in books, and I wanted so badly to be able to replicate what they did.
And now Chigozie Obioma has done just that. At the age of 28, he's the youngest author on this year's shortlist.
It's crazy, really. But it's very humbling too. Finally, my dream has been fulfilled. I've always wanted to have a book that people will actually read.